This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So you know this show is about how to not only get more money out of the choices that you make in life, but more value. This week in How We Live Money, retirement rules. Hey, how about if we write our own? And the crystal ball comes out on interest rates and your wallet in 2014. But first up, millions of Americans, maybe even you, have had your credit card and debit card information stolen by hackers through big retailers like Target and Neiman Marcus. Bob Sullivan joins us to talk about what you can do to keep your money safe and what those retailers are doing to help. He's a consumer advocate and investigative journalist at bobsullivan.net. Welcome.
Sure. Hi, Carmen. How you doing?
Good, except for all of this information. I had to go scramble to make sure that I was at Target before the 27th, which I was just a day before, but I still looked at that. But here's the thing. There's some news from Target. They're trying to address this firsthand and communicate with their customers. Tell us what they're doing and what we need to look out for.
Well, for starters, Target has expanded several times the universe of people who might be victims of this. So just because you didn't shop at Target during that 18-day window, you might also be a victim of a breach that's related to the one that they've already announced. So, Carmen, I hate to break the news to you, but you and perhaps 70 million other Americans, even if they didn't take your credit card, they may have stolen your name or your email address or your mailing address from Target. So an awful lot of Americans, roughly 1 in 4, 1 in 5 U.S. adults are in this pool of victims just at Target. And as we know now, it involves more companies than Target. So we don't know where this is going to end, but I'm sure by the time we're done, this is going to be the most important credit card hack ever.
I mean, absolutely. It's got to be. It really cut into their sales results, too. They saw a big drop, like 6 to 9% of consumers buying. But what have they done? They've actually reached out to folks, because at first they were really mum about this. They didn't have any comment or to the folks who shop there. But now they're actually emailing everybody and they're trying to help. But it has a really big caveat.
It does. And to Target's credit, they are offering free credit monitoring really to anyone who goes to their website and signs up for it. And that's a deal that's worth taking. And initially, when we heard about this hack, we thought it was just credit cards and credit monitoring wouldn't help. But now that we know it involves people's addresses and other personal information, absolutely, identity theft is a concern. So credit monitoring is important.
Now, you made a really good distinction here, Bob, between identity theft, your address, your email, etc., versus just having your card data stolen. In all the best worlds, we would all rather, and tell me if you agree, have just the data on a card stolen than have all your personal information as well, because that's more dangerous.
Yeah, it's quite a bit more dangerous, and it's a much bigger hassle to recover from. If it's a credit card and someone charges something fraudulently using your credit card, it's a simple phone call and you're done. But once they have your address and your email address, they don't have everything that they need. They're not all the way across the goal line to committing identity theft. We don't know yet that something like, say, a Social Security number was lost in this hack. But again, we also don't know the extent of it now. It seems to keep growing. But at any rate, full-blown identity theft is a much, much bigger problem. And it's the kind of thing that could be a hassle for years to come. Just because you look at your credit report today and it seems fine, that doesn't mean anything. The criminals often will hold on to this data for a long, long time. And let me just give you one example of something I'm really worried about. Since we now know the criminals have people's email addresses and they know you shopped at Target and they know you're probably looking at your email for an email from Target, it can be very easy to send those convincing phishing emails that look like they're from Target or look like they're from a bank and say, "Consumer, you were a victim of this breach. Click here quickly to verify your information or to sign up for this." It's going to be very confusing for consumers. This might be the best opportunity I've ever heard of for criminals who want to send those phishing emails and dupe people into logging into web pages that they shouldn't.
Oh, my goodness. As if we don't have enough to worry about. But here's the thing. So we can assume that this is a really big wake-up call for retailers. They're really going to have to do something about their security and how the security works. But what can we do? You know, folks who hear this, for example, you and I, we know exactly kind of the steps to do. But for folks out there, whether it's a debit card or a credit card, what is the tried and true way of, okay, step one, here's what you need to do. And step two,
Identity theft. It's in credit card fraud. It's really not about prevention. It's about controlling the disaster. There's very little that you can do right now. In fact, there's nothing you can do right now to stop yourself from being a victim of this leak, whether you shopped at Target or not. That's in the past. It's limiting the damage, containing the damage. So you've got to look at your credit card bills. Instead of every month, do it every week. And the websites make that very, very easy to do. You can do it in 25 seconds. Just glance at all your charges. And it's January, which is probably your biggest bill of the year. And I know everybody says they look at their bills and about three quarters of the people are lying because it takes some time and there's 25, 35, 45 things, all those Christmas gifts. But the way that the criminals do this and get away with it is they sneak in these $9 charges that look like, well, maybe it's legit, maybe it's not. You've got to look at those bills, look at those itemized bills carefully, because if you don't notice it, you're going to pay for it. And that's how they get away with it.
Oh, I had someone charging at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, $2 at a time or 30 cents for gaming. And thankfully, my credit card company actually called me and emailed me. But I would have seen it as well, because like you mentioned, I mean, I go in there every week to scan through and make sure everything's in order. And don't forget, folks, you can always go get your free credit reports once a year at annualcreditreport.com. Now, Bob, what about one quick reaction in terms of what do some people do that you don't recommend they should do? Is there like an overreaction?
Yeah. The one thing that I still don't think people should do is call up their bank and insist on canceling their credit card right now. Banks are making their own decisions. I've heard from a couple of banks now that are just canceling their entire card base of any consumer that shops at Target. That's because they know something that you don't. They've got these big algorithms. But again, as long as you watch your bills, you will not be a victim. You will not be out money. Just don't overreact. Just watch the mail from your bank carefully. Watch your bill carefully and take that step only when necessary.
Absolutely. Bob Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. And good luck to all those folks out there with credit cards.